Todd Furman, Caesars Entertainment in Vegas. Hey, Todd, what's going on?
Not a whole lot, guys. I'm wondering if you're going to need odds on who's going to get up on stage first. I'll make Clay the leader in the clubhouse right now unless you guys want to make a strong move.
Well, I mean, walking on stage is the easy part, but it's doing something once you're up there. That's the hard part.
Performing.
Yeah.
All right, who's going to do something in Vegas? Todd, I was watching Kentucky last night. What are their future odds right now to win the tournament? I mean,
Mississippi State had them.
How prohibitive of a favorite are they at this point?
Kentucky is starting to walk into uncharted territories as a favorite. We haven't had a team this heavily favored to win the national title at this point in the year since North Carolina, with Sean May and the boys beat Illinois in the finals a handful of years ago. Kentucky right now is checked in at about a plus 240 favorite, so you're not going to see a great return on investment, but this Wildcat team seems poised to do big things. You battle back down 13 at the half in Starkville. It says an awful lot about your mental toughness.
Okay, who else is there in the mix? So Kentucky is a prohibitive favorite. That's about, what, 2.5 to 1 or thereabouts, a little bit less?
Exactly, just a shade under 2.5 to 1 at this point.
All right, so who else is in the mix? If I'm saying, okay, I'm not betting on Kentucky, because everybody's starting to think about who they'll fill out their NCAA tournament pools for, and I bet 90% of these damn things are going to have Kentucky winning.
Yeah, I mean, do you go Syracuse? Missouri, who lost last night?
Who are the value products here? Like, who is the next, you know, four or five teams?
The next two you're going to look at are teams like Syracuse, Ohio State, Duke, North Carolina still up there. Michigan State probably offers the most value. I mean, we had them as high as 40-1 earlier in the year. They're down now sitting at 12-1, a team clearly playing their best basketball this season, which has been a staple under Tom Izzo. The real team that you may want to look at for value has been the biggest mover over the last 2 weeks, Wichita State. Bet down from 125-1 down to 50-1, potentially flirting with a spot on the second or third seed line if they were to win the MVC.
Todd Furman, our guy at Caesars Entertainment in Vegas. At Todd Furman is his Twitter handle. Be sure to follow him.
Yeah, Todd, I was just wondering about the local schools here, I guess UT and Vandy tonight. What are their odds?
UT opens up tonight's game as a 6.5-point favorite. Tennessee's been tremendous when you talk about their against-the-spread numbers this year, Blaine, at home. I believe they're out to 10-2. Vanderbilt, a much heavier favorite tonight, laying in the ballpark of 14-15, depending on what numbers there are. I don't think there was a more impressive effort, though, than what Vanderbilt did last week in dismantling Ole Miss in an obvious flat spot.
I know a lot of people, you know, are still concentrated on college basketball, but I want to learn a little bit about the NBA is kind of almost halfway here. You know, I want to know what are the odds on who wins the dunk contest as well as who's going to win the NBA MVP.
Unfortunately, we don't book either of those things. With the dunk contest, the reality is now with the fan vote, most books, even some of the offshores, have shied away, knowing that there's going to be just a glorified popularity contest. And with the recent infusion of love for Jeremy Lin, I imagine Amon Shumpert will get quite a bit of the vote. From an MVP side, and speaking to some of my counterparts, Jeremy Lin has quickly moved up, but LeBron James now probably about a minus 250 favorite. You'd have to put up $2.50 on him just to win a buck. I think it's his award to lose at this point in the year.
I think so, too. His stat line is ridiculous.
What is Jeremy Lin's, though?
What is Lin?
No, Lin right now, he opened, you know, I was out there in Nashville. He was around 100-1 because he was a member of the field. Some of the books now have him as low as 22-1. I'm sure he's getting plenty of betting interest. But an interesting 10-game stretch for the Knicks coming up. They'll play 7 teams with winning records, including 4 division leaders. So if the Knicks are for real, this is a stretch they'll really have to assert their dominance.
Well, talk about that Thursday game, Todd. I mean, what are you looking at in terms of Knicks heat?
I think this is one of the more intriguing games. I think you'll see actually value for one of the first times on the Heat in this spot. Miami, though, I mean, they've gone out there and toyed with their opponents over the last stretch. They didn't cover last night against Sacramento because of a late backdoor bucket. But this is a team right now that can name the score, and I really think the Heat will win this game against the Knicks, and they'll do it handily to try and make a statement.
Todd, great stuff, man. Appreciate you, brother.
Thanks for having me, guys. One thing real quick I will say, have a blog post up about the bettors top 25. You'll find the local Vanderbilt Commodores checking in at 22. So while they've been spurned by the AP and the coaches poll, still highly valued amongst the sports gambling community.
What are their odds right now, and how is their are their odds moving in terms of winning a title? I know they started at like 150-1. You guys rapidly dropped them to around 20-1. What are they sitting at around now?
Vandy right now is about 28-1, and a team I don't think you're going to get true value, at least not at our books, only because we took so much money on the opening price when they were a heavy long shot. So I think a fair price for them at this point would be about 40-1. Be real interesting to see how they close the season out.
Good stuff.
Thank you, Todd. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, guys.
All right. At Todd Furman on Twitter is how you get to him.